A plan by the British government to reintroduce a dual mandate, or double jobbing as it's more commonly called, has sparked a furious response at Stormont. The plan would allow MPs to be elected to Stormont as MLAs while retaining their Westminster seat for a limited time until the next UK general election, which is due in 2024. The dual mandate only ended fully 6 years ago. Some politicians, like John Hume and Ian Paisley, were simultaneously MPs, MEPs and MLAs. At the same time, well, we're joined by Stephen Farry, who is MP for North Down for the Alliance Party. Mr. Farry, why are you opposed to the temporary reintroduction of the dual mandate?
Well, we think electorate representatives should focus on one job and one job only. At present, there's an eight-day turnaround if someone is elected to a different body in which they can then step down from the other one. This proposal will introduce that until the next general election, which is potentially 2 years away. So that is a fairly considerable period of time. I mean, as you said in the introduction, we've had this in the past in Northern Ireland, but it was got away with in 2014 and that came into effect in 2016 at that Assembly election. So this is now the norm in Northern Ireland and is accepted right across the political spectrum. And indeed, this weekend, after this proposal became public, the public reaction against this has been extremely negative.
But crucially at this time, it means there will be no by-election. And I suppose as you're heading into Assembly elections in May and the possibility, probability that Geoffrey Donaldson, leader of the DUP, will stand in that election, it means that he, if he's elected, can take his seat at Stormont, keep his seat at Westminster, no by-election in Lagan Valley. And that's a seat that your party had your eye on.
Well, first of all, I mean, a by-election in Lagan Valley is actually well down our list of concerns with this. I mean, this is about the principle of the issue. This is a proposal that's coming around about 100 days before an election campaign starts in Northern Ireland. And changing the electoral law that close to an election is never a good idea in itself. But it is effectively perceived as being for the benefit of one political party. Every other party in Northern Ireland is opposed to it happening and have said they won't be using it. The DUP, however, are taking a different view. So that seems to be something that's not politically impartial in terms of the government's intervention, but something designed to help one party.
But those proposing it say it was the plan was suggested and proposed way before Geoffrey Donaldson became leader of the DUP.
Well, I mean, there's been talk around Westminster or something along these lines for a while, but I mean, this is a bill to put into law the New Decade, New Approach Agreement that was made 2 years ago by the UK government and the Irish government, and particularly with Simon Coveney as Foreign Minister. And what the government are doing is faithfully implementing only those provisions, nothing else. They've ruled out during this process a whole range of other proposals that they said went beyond that agreement. However, they seem to be making an exception in this area, and that's particularly dangerous. And where this could become a real problem is after the election. We're hearing talk that both the Unionist parties, the DUP and Ulster Unionist Party, aren't prepared to be clear that they will be prepared to be the Deputy First Minister if Sinn Féin becomes the largest party. Now, the First Minister and Deputy First Minister are entirely equal in terms of powers and responsibilities, but some people put some degree of emphasis on the optics. So we could see a situation where, under the current law, someone like Geoffrey Donaldson, if elected to the Assembly in May, has to make a decision in 8 days to make a full commitment to working in the Assembly or staying in Westminster. If he has the luxury of a dual mandate at a personal level, he is not forced to make that choice. And that could actually end up incentivising or giving him the ability to hold out and try to force a wider renegotiation of aspects of how devolution works here. And that could drag out the process of forming a government for many, many months. And that's not good for good government and getting in place and implementing a budget and a programme for government. Yeah, so the consequences of this could actually be quite significant.
On the detail, the proposal is that they're only paid their MP salary, 81,000 sterling, not plus the 51 grand that an MLA gets. But does it really annoy you that your former leader, John Alderdice, who's now with a peer with the Liberal Democrats, but it was his suggestion that first started this, even though it was your party through Naomi Long, led the ending of this dual mandate some years ago?
Well, I mean, it is a difficult position, and I mean, we're very clear. I mean, John Allardyce doesn't speak for the party. I mean, he's a leader going back to the 1990s, and we're clear. We think he's made a very poor judgment call in terms of what he did in terms of floating an original amendment. But however, this is now a government amendment. This is not a proposal for him. This is a proposal from the UK government. Mm. And the questions have to be asked why they've made an exception in this area and put forward this amendment to a bill that's simply there to put into place the new decade, new approach agreement. So why they've gone beyond that is something they need to explain themselves.
OK, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Stephen Farry, MP for North Down for the Alliance Party. It's 8 minutes to 8.